Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Our summer camp giveaway continues. Like we told you, you go to kidnation.com, you let us know what camp you want to go to, and believe me, we know they're expensive. That's why you're hitting us up. And so we want to help your parents out and send you to these cool camps. We have a letter right here from a 9-year-old, right, Kelly?
Yeah, her name is Natalie. She said, I would like to go to Zookeeper in Training Camp.
Ooh.
I think it would be good for me to learn more about animals and what it takes to take care of them. My second reason why I would like to go to camp is because it would be super fun to make the toys for the animals.
Okay. Aww.
The last reason is
yeah?
It would be fun to prepare the food and go around feeding it to the animals.
Okay.
I think it would be good for me to learn more about being a zookeeper because when I grow up, I want to be a veterinarian.
Nice.
Love it.
Now, Alicia should say Natalie is 9 now, but she's turning 10 on May 19th.
She's going on 10.
So we should go ahead and call her 10-year-old.
We'll call her 10-year-old. Hi, Natalie, the 10-year-old.
Hello.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Okay, Natalie, I have so many questions because I would have done this camp when I was your age. What is your favorite animal?
A wolf.
The wolf.
Wow.
Ooh.
Why do you like wolves so much?
They're really cool, and the colors of fur they have and their howls are really cool, too.
The howls are cool.
So you've been studying about animals basically your whole life so far, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that giraffes have black tongues?
They're kind of gray.
I don't remember much, but I've been licked by a giraffe before.
You have been?
That's gross, isn't it?
Yeah,
the biggest tongues.
Been.
What's it smell like? Is it, like, bad?
I don't remember. I was little when it happened.
Oh, okay.
Like sandpaper.
Yeah, she's little.
I love giraffes, though.
Another fun fact I learned, Natalie, because my kids have these books about animals. Did you know that tiger's tongues can strip the paint off of a building?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, the tiger's tongues are so rough that they could strip paint off of a building. And they could actually take the skin off of animals when they're licking it off. They're, like, super sharp.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is. I know, that's pretty crazy.
We might need to Google that.
I'm serious. Yeah, we'll Google it. But I'm pretty sure my kid's book is right.
Pretty
you know, where
sure.
else she could find out, you know, interesting facts like that, whether it's true or not, would be if we sent her to this Zookeepers in Training Camp.
Well, yeah. I think that sounds like a great idea.
You still want to go, Natalie?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go ahead and do that for you. You're going to zoo camp.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's all you cool, calm, collected.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Dickerson Park Zoo. It's in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go for either 3 or 4 days. We'll let you pick which one you want. And it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to be some hard work, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to follow. Okay. Yeah, you're going to follow around the zookeepers, and they're going to let you help them do what they do every single day, which means, like you said, you wanted to help prepare the food for the animals. You get to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You
probably
also
cleaning. Probably
yeah, you probably have to clean
there,
up a little
Natalie.
Bit, too.
A little bit of cleaning.
Okay.
It's exciting, though, isn't it? When you're doing what you love, you don't care if you have to shovel a little giraffe poop.
I'm just borderline community
I bet giraffe poop's bigger than Natalie.
Yeah, what? I'd say so.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Probably right. So. Probably right.
What a cool camp. Have so much fun, Natalie.
You too.
Okay.
And make sure you bring closed-toed shoes, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to be stepping in that stuff
in
flip-flops.
You don't want your toes. No. You don't want pooping between the toes.
No.
Definitely not.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Happy early birthday, Natalie.
You too.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Jenna, that's like your spirit human right there.
It is.
She loves animals. You love animals.
I know. Gosh, this would have been better than Camp Butterworth.
Which animal did you get to play with?
A bear.
A bear.
Yeah.
I've gotten to play with a lot of animals. I've done some backstage zoo stuff.
Yeah, we've done penguins. I remember we did penguins together.
We did Chattanooga,
right?
Yeah, they smell.
Yeah.
They do
got a giant turtle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never was into turtles, and I was back there. And they told me to scratch his shell. This was a huge turtle, like the size, you know, like could barely fit on my lap.
Uh-huh.
And I would scratch his shell and he would wiggle.
They can feel it?
Yes.
I guess
they
so.
Have nerves.
Like they said scratching the shell is like a massage and it started wiggling. And then I got up to leave and it ran to the door of the cage.
Really?
I've never seen a turtle run.
What?
It was sad. They say he gets lonely because he doesn't have any turtle friends.
Aw, you turned him on and ran?
Yeah, I turned him on and ran.
You're such a turtle tease.
All right, you guys, let's keep those phone lines open.
Okay.
How about we do Whatever Wednesday?
All right.
Now, what is Whatever Wednesday, Jenna?
It's literally when you call us and ask us anything you want. Maybe there's something we talked about a long time ago on the show and you never got a follow-up on, or maybe you just want to know
Maybe you have a problem with a math equation.
Yeah. Maybe there's a story you want to talk about that you saw in the news that's pretty crazy, and we haven't talked about it yet.
It's whatever.
For example, here's one from the text. Whatever Wednesday question. Did JC take the shorts from Jenna's Hoochie box? Because I was over at your house helping you with Big Al yesterday. No, I forgot.
I totally forgot about those.
Yeah, Jenna has some gym shorts for me.
Yeah, I found some shorts that I could only assume they were a long time ago Walk of Shame shorts that I had borrowed, but... I don't know. It's been a minute for me.
So that question's answered for you. We'll take whatever you want to ask us, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
13 minutes away from round one of Beat the Bank. Your chance to win up to $1,000. Yesterday, Ashley Ray won $560. Could have been $1,000, though.
Could have been $1,000, yep.
And Megan had $570, could have been $740. There was a safe deposit box in there, but they passed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Megan passed it up. You sign up for that at KidNation.com. Again, that website's with two Ds, K-I-D-D, Nation.com.
Got it.
But let's get into Whatever Wednesday.
You can have whatever you like.
No topic is off limits. You could ask any question you like, Kid Nation.
Whatever you like.
I have a question, JC.
Yes, Jenna.
I'm like really, my legs are really, really sore from working out.
Uh-huh.
2 days ago. You know, you're always more sore 2 days later.
Yeah.
But like they're sore in the groin area and I can't figure out, what do I do?
The inside of your...
Yeah. Sitting sucks. Walking sucks. Standing sucks.
Yeah, I know. When that happens to me, I just try to stretch it and
take
in a couple more BCAAs.
What's a BCAA? Mm.
They help you heal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
supplement. You could have it in pill or
okay. Yeah.
I get the powder because it tastes like Kool-Aid.
Gotcha.
It's amino acids.
Amino acids, yeah.
How about just
take homeless hand rubbing my body. That's
Dang
it.
Right.
There you go.
Dang right.
Homeless hand on the body.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hold on. We asked about this gentleman the other day, and he's on the phone right now. One of our favorite Kid Nation members, Blind Ken, is on the phone.
Oh, hey, wow. Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, Jenna.
Hi,
yeah, Ken. Likes Jenna
How are you doing? Ken doesn't even know what I look like.
So?
I'm super flattered.
So?
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What do you think she looks like, Blind Ken?
Well, I know she's rather shortish.
Uh-huh.
I think long hair.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yep.
Dark or blonde? Dark, yep. I think.
It is. Dark, yes,
right
you're
now.
Right.
It's dark right now.
And complexion, medium.
Medium complexion.
Depends on how long. Well,
you're right. You're pretty right. Yeah, it depends if I've recently gotten a spray tan or not. I'm super dark right now.
What do you look like, Ken?
You've seen me.
We've seen him. Don't you remember? Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But for people that haven't.
Well, okay. I'm short, 5'3"-ish, old, graying.
You sound so hot right now, Ken. I want you so bad.
Did you have a question for us today, Ken?
Yeah, I've got a question for JC.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Did your hair grow back?
Which hair?
When you shaved yourself?
Oh, my. Yeah, it started growing back. But
you shaved your butt.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
But I've been keeping that up just because it got
You did do it. See, and it got better.
Yeah. It got much better, Ken.
See, there you go.
Yeah. You a fan of the body shaving?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why not? It's cool to be smooth, huh, Ken?
It is, yes.
Are you married,
really
Ken?
It is.
Are you married?
It'll be better this summer.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you'll
okay.
wow everybody.
Yeah.
Or else they'll start laughing. One of the two.
Hey, man, it's good catching up.
Ken, you have any fun adventures coming up?
Yeah, what are you up
to? No, not that I know of. I kind of would like to do something, but we'll see if that works out or not.
Yeah.
I'll come see you all.
Yeah, come see us,
Please
Ken.
Do,
we
man.
Miss you.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
All right.
Awesome.
Oh, and the ATMs with Braille.
Yeah.
You all were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were thinking ahead when I pull up in my self-driving car.
Yeah, we were discussing why do the drive-through ATMs have Braille, because someone that can't see shouldn't be driving.
Because they go everywhere, that's why. They don't know where they're going when they build them.
Are right, because they could be walk-up ATMs.
Right.
Yeah. Ken, are you gonna get one of those cars when they come out?
I don't trust that stuff.
I know, right?
There's too much technology. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I hear you, Blind Ken.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, Ken.
You're the same, bro. Take care. Thanks for calling.
There's our buddy, Blind Ken. He's super cool. We miss him.
Like him.
I know. From the text, what kind of cars do you each drive? Okay. We can do that. I drive a truck. I got an F-150.
Yep.
My first one ever, and I'm stoked.
I drive JC's truck's older brother. It's an F-250.
It's a little bit bigger
it's
than mine.
It's black. Kelly,
what
you got an SUV.
Yeah, a Lexus.
A mom car.
Yeah.
Kelly got the mom car because she's going to have a bunch of kids here.
I had to have the extra back seat.
Yeah.
You know, for all them youngins.
Chilling. All them chilling.
Yeah.
I might have to get a van, though.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
You could be a mad mom in a minivan.
When you have all the kids in there in the back seat, you have nowhere to put stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no room to put suitcases or backpacks or anything. So it's like, what are we going to do? Got to get a bigger van.
Yeah.
Got to get a van.
They all have a minivan. Go
not mad mom in a minivan. And Jenna drives a...
I drive an all-black on black Audi.
Yeah.
An Audi A7. Kelly, if you go get an Audi Q5, they're very roomy and sexy. And there's great deals at Audi Plano.
Well, I will ask D&M Leasing first.
You miss anybody? Southwest Kia, pay that.
Yeah.
All right, there
great,
we go.
Man, great finding.
I'm sure somebody's head's exploding right now.
George. Probably George.
Well, you asked me what kind of car I drive, so right. I'm just letting you know what kind of car I love.
Oh, man. Funny, funny.
For the girls, this is a girl question for Jenna and Kelly. So you get spray tans and work out a lot. Do you have any secrets on how to make sure your tan doesn't streak when you sweat? I really want to spray rather than lay, but I don't want to look like I rolled in a wet bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, I mean, it's a process. You have to really consider your workout. I'll work out really hard and sweat the day I get a spray tan.
Not after.
Before, but not after. I go get it at night, sleep in it, shower in the morning.
Yeah, you have to let it cook for several hours, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, like I got one last night and I showered this morning.
Because what happens is there's a bronzing agent in it, so they can see where they're spraying.
Okay.
And then the formula continues to get darker throughout the day. So before you take that shower, you are really dark and it's kind of freaky.
Shut up.
But then you get in the shower and rinse that bronzing agent off and you're left with a nice healthy glow.
And then something else that really helps, if you sweat and you notice streaking, use a baby wipe or get baby powder.
And kind of
dab baby powder in places that you're sweating,
if that
makes sense.
That never happened to me until this last lady I went to. She got powder out and put it all over me. Now, the clothes that
I take the black off?
Well, no, it keeps you from being tacky and stuff, but then your clothes are covered in powder everywhere you went all day.
Yeah.
But it helped with the sweating and the tackiness.
Yeah. Things black people never knew.
Yeah, that's tough.
I'm going to file that under things black folks didn't know.
Or dudes, too. A lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Thanks for answering that question, ladies. Now we know. Lana.
Hi.
Hey.
You want some perspective on something your daughter does?
My daughter and her friend.
Okay. How old is she?
She's a senior in high school.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I also teach high school. And so on these girls' Snapchats and Instagram pictures, they are constantly posing, doing selfies with their tongue out. I hate it. It is like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Well, rest assured it'll go away. There's just different posing trends, I think, that girls go through when we don't want to smile in photos. And right now, like it was duck face, and now it happens to be sticking the tongue out.
Lana, do you remember, because you work at a high school, do you remember the one, or maybe Jenna, you remember this one, where girls would almost like squint their eyes? I think Bieber started this trend, and then, but their foreheads would get all scrunched up.
Looking very concerned.
Yeah.
That's more of the boy pose.
I was like, well, what's that about?
Pondering.
Look, I think it's going to go through a phase. Yeah. They'll stop doing it at some point.
To me, it's just nasty. Does it mean something? Yeah.
You know what you can do to get them to stop doing it?
What?
You start doing it.
That's true.
As soon as the parent starts doing it,
they know it's not cool anymore.
The kid will stop doing it.
Al's absolutely right.
Yeah. There you go. So
and some of the other parents start doing it.
Problem fixed for Lana there, Big Al. Mac, way to go, sir.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Way to go.
Solutions. We're solution oriented.
That's it. It's
whatever.
Right,
it's whatever Wednesday.
That's a great point.
All right, let's go with Veronica here. Hi, Veronica.
We have a lot
of these questions that Veronica's about to give us.
Okay.
It's one of the most popular questions for Whatever Wednesday. Go ahead.
Yes, my question was, whatever happened with the Snap Bachelor? Like, who won, and are they still together?
Okay.
Snapchat Bachelor. I think we need Caroline to come in here for that.
Yeah, we need this update. We did have a winner, actually. You missed that show, but we did have a winner.
Yeah, we got our winner, and there is an update after the winner. So, Caroline, how you doing?
Hey.
She's our host for Snapchat Bachelor with her friend Mitchell, who was a Snapchat Bachelor. Cowgirl ended up winning.
Yes. Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they were supposed to go on a date.
They went on a lot of dates.
And right off into the sunset. And hopefully we would get a wedding invite one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, so how's it going? A lot of dates.
Yeah.
That's promising.
Yeah, we got ghosted.
Huh? Oh.
We got ghosted.
Somebody, there was a ghosting?
Yeah.
By
Mitchell didn't do the ghosting.
Girl?
Yeah.
She did the ghosting.
Oh, really? Mitchell got ghosted.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Oh. Veronica, I had the same exact reaction.
It's devastated, man.
Do you think it's one of those because she didn't know how to just, if she wasn't feeling it, how to end it, she just ghosted maybe?
Probably. I mean, everyone's been either guilty of it or has had it happen to them.
Yeah.
So
she just, but with,
it doesn't make you a bad person.
I don't get the no explanation though. I at least say, you know what? I'm not interested. I'm more direct about it.
She's probably afraid. She's afraid
of
confrontation.
A lot of girls are
maybe.
Too sweet. They don't want to do it, I guess, but he has a date with another one of my friends tonight, so he's never... drive a date, that's for sure.
So Snapchat Bachelor is just like The Bachelor. It works out for a minute. And
is there any chance of the girl being the next Snapchat Bachelorette?
It's my hope.
Well, no, she's ghosted. We can't find her.
No. Well, that's true. But we may have someone else.
Yeah.
Oh.
To be the Snapchat Bachelorette. Okay. It's my hope and dream.
All right.
I don't think Y-Cheddar has officially said it's okay yet. But
okay.
All right.
All right. There's your Snapchat Bachelor update, everyone. It's unfortunately did not work out. Mm. It was.
But he has another date with one of my dear friends tonight, who I never thought to hook him up with.
Yeah.
And after she saw the whole thing happen, she was like, "Wait, I have a formal coming up for. She's getting her MBA. She has MBA prom. Mm. She was like, "Would he want to be my date?" I was like, "Oh my god, this is perfect." So he's going out with her tonight. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wow. So send good vibes to Mitchell tonight. His journey still continues.
It will. Oh, he'll find somebody. He's a good looking dude.
He will, yeah.
You're going to be fine.
He's a great person.
All right. Thank you, Caroline, for that update.
You're so welcome. Do you want me to leave? Or
no, you can stay if you
my
want.
My Subaru's out back, so I can just hop in that.
Yeah, right?
From 5-star Subaru, I can just get in and leave if you want.
No, you can stay if you want.
Oh, okay, cool.
You got to do your hours.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Parker.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's going on, buddy? We're doing whatever Wednesday, so you can ask us whatever you want, Parker.
So I was wondering, I haven't heard a whole lot about it. I haven't seen a whole lot about it on social media. Is Big Al still dating Dr. Girlfriend?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too confident.
I'm confident.
Oh, my God.
And did something happen with a toe, or was there something with a toe?
No.
That was Justin.
Nothing. There was nothing there.
Oh.
No. Nothing.
That was Justin being Justin. He was trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we good, Al?
Yeah.
Is everything good?
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Parker wants to know, and so do about 100,000 people on the text.
Number one question.
Number one question.
Fantastic.
How's that going?
Things going fine. Peachy.
All right.
You being honest?
You know, people have always appreciated our show for the honesty display.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't make it 5 seconds without having to talk about my engagement being called off.
That was another
Nothing if we're not authentic.
Yeah.
I say about the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
10 seconds away from calling those next names.
That's right. Hey, Parker, thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, one more.
Skated right over that one, didn't we?
No, we pretty much stomped on
it. Before we announce the names, Rhonda wants to take part in whatever Wednesday. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi.
Hey.
And
how are you guys?
We're doing great. You have a pretty funny connection to the show, huh?
I do. Kelly Reser, I wanted to tell you how funny I thought it was when you play the character Rhonda.
Because
when you were playing Rhonda, the character.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People think it's you, Kelly, because you always leave the room when Rhonda
calls. I just leave the room because I can't. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard to me. I have to leave the room.
Kelly and Rhonda from Potluck, Texas don't get along.
No,
so
not
Kelly
at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. But go ahead, Rhonda.
Well, I am Rhonda, and I think it's hilarious because I'm marrying an Earl.
Oh.
And every time it comes on, I just die laughing about it because I think it's so funny.
Is he going to be your real husband or just common law husband?
No, he'll be my real husband.
Oh, okay, because she had a common law husband.
Yes.
Do you have kids named
we've
after
we've been together for 10 years, so I guess we could be.
Oh, you are. My favorite, even though, you know, I had to leave the room, but I heard it on tape one time. And they used to have cassette tapes back
then. Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
What's a cassette tape?
The turkey pot pie one.
The turkey pot. Yeah, you were.
Still
I mean, Rhonda was
laughing every time I hear that.
So it's very funny. You remember the one time, maybe it was the same one, when you actually talked.
That was a different one. That
Rhonda?
Was,
to
yeah,
Rhonda.
That kid finally convinced me to stay in the room to talk to Rhonda one time.
It was hilarious.
Oof, that turkey pot pie.
Yeah,
well,
oh
my God. Congratulations, Rhonda and Earl, the real Rhonda and Earl.
I think we have Rhonda on the phone right now.
Yeah, I think Rhonda's on the phone. Yeah. Is Rhonda on the phone right now?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
There's a phone.
She is.
This is Errol. Let me get Rhonda real quick. She's in the bathroom right now.
I don't think she is.
Rhonda!
Kelly and Rhonda are very go with the flow this morning.
Rhonda, you here?
No.
All right, Rhonda says she doesn't want to talk, so.
All right.
That was funny. That was good.
Yeah. We tried, Rhonda. All right, thank you.
Congratulations on your wedding. Tell Gwyneth Paltrow we said have a good ring bearer.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Or what would she be? A flower girl.
A flower girl. Yeah. Charlie Puth is going to be the ring bearer.
There you go.
Their son. It's time to announce three names for Beat the Bank now, guys.
Let's do it.
You're waiting patiently for your name to be announced so you could win some money. That's what you're doing. Caroline, since you're in studio right now, would you like to do the names for us this
hour? It would be an honor.
Thank you.
And a privilege.
That's right.
Lindsay Burge, Janie Lomshek, and Rachel Gautreaux. Lindsay Burge, Janie Lomshek, and Rachel Gautreaux.
The clock starts now. You got 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If nobody calls back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everyone. But for now, leave the phone lines open for those three people to call in, all right? We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, the 10 minutes are up. We did not have a caller.
Shocking.
Shocking, Kelly.
Very shocking.
Very shocking, Al. That's why we're going to give everyone a shot to win with Beat the Bank now. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You will get to play Beat the Bank if you're a caller number 11. It's a good one. Why not?
Like it. It's prime.
Haven't done 11 in a while. We'll go with 11. And we were going to do the winner this break and then get to Love Letters to Kelly. But things happened. Why not kick off Love Letters to Kelly a little early since we're waiting for somebody to call in right now?
I can do that.
Yeah. Kelly's our relationship expert. Such an expert that now she has a show on the weekends.
Yeah. Mm. Love Letters with Kelly and Matthew.
Hustle.
Yeah, I need one.
Hustle,
I forgot to ask how much they're paying me to do that.
I think you're doing
it. Oh, you should have asked before you started.
That's a sign you're making too much money.
Yeah,
that's a sign you're making too much money.
Something you should have asked
before. That's become like the first thing out of my mouth. How much?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
I forgot to ask if there was pay involved.
Jenna, do you want to do this? How much?
Well, your pay is included in this segment because it's on the show and you're getting paid for this show. So let's go ahead. We'll start this one early.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the highly paid love expert.
Well, I'm not sure.
My ex and I of 10 years broke up about a year ago. I know she had started seeing someone else, but I am still in love with her. Mm-hmm. Every time I try to date someone else, she's always in the back of my mind. We haven't spoken since we split, but I always thought that one day we would end up back together. What is your best advice on moving on and letting go of the past, or do you recommend getting in contact again with her? Ray.
Well, Ray, this is what's going to happen. I think you need to do this just to get it out of your system. Go ahead and contact her. And then when she stomps on your heart really good, then you can get over it.
Yep. That's what's going to happen, though.
Is that what you need?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes you just need that closure.
That heartbreak.
You think they're sitting there pining over you just as bad as you're pining over them. And there is a chance she is. But how do you know unless you reach out? Now, here's probably what's going to happen is you're going to be rejected.
Yeah.
But then you'll know. And that's my advice.
Don't do it again.
And then never do it again.
Yep.
You can only call one time. That's the only
reach out.
Yeah.
Extend it. Uh-huh. How you doing? I've just been thinking about you. If you get no answer, just let it go.
Yeah.
But you got to get it out of your system.
Phone call or text?
Phone call.
I'd probably text.
You would text because it's too scary to talk,
yeah,
right? Because then you could hear the disappointment in their voice when you call.
And that way they can either pretend like they never saw it, and you can maybe have that little bit of comfort like, oh, they never saw it.
Yeah.
They saw it, and they just ignored it, probably.
If that's ignored, then a phone call, right?
But I'm going to tell you, the truth is you just need to find the right one, and you just need to keep dating.
That's what he needs.
Didn't he say she's dating someone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she did it. She's fine.
Yeah.
It's hard when you have that history because no one will compare for a while until you start making memories with someone else.
Yeah. And it's only been a year.
Yeah.
I would just go ahead and reach out. Get it out of your system.
Like Al said.
Then go with a new attitude about finding somebody else.
Text.
There you go.
Then 3 minutes later, if she doesn't reply, go ahead and call.
If she doesn't answer your call, then go ahead and mail a letter.
No. Go swing by the house.
Show up at her house. Yeah.
Swing by the house.
Drop it off yourself.
Yeah. And then send flowers.
And then if that doesn't work, go to her work and give her flowers.
You just need to feel like an idiot. Then you can move on.
Beat the bang.
weird. Some things are cool. How do you describe a camel in the pool?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Basically, long story short, this lady
tidbit news.
Had a camel in her backyard, and she also has a pool. And the camel broke through the pool fence, ended up in the pool, got too tired to get out of the pool. But they did get him. They got him out safe.
Yeah.
And it turns out she also has a kangaroo and a lemur. And why did she get that? Because she and her husband rode a camel in Jamaica. And they're like, yo, we need one of them.
The Jamaican camel.
That's what happened.
Irama.
Yeah.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
That's all you need. Camel in the backyard. How would you like that neighbor right there? Hey, Megan.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Wonderful.
Well, you were caller number 11, so yay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've been listening to you guys for the better part of 15 or 16 years.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, we love you for that.
I was just 8 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing right now? Are you at work already?
No, I'm actually a stay-at-home mom, so I am standing outside of my car while I have three kids in my back seat waiting for the carpool line to start.
No, you listen here, Megan. You are at work already.
That is
a job.
Yeah, three kids. Already.
Yeah, I guarantee you've had the longest day out of anybody so far. All right, Jenna, will you tell Megan how we play Beat the Bank,
yes,
please?
Yes, Megan, we are going to put you in that vault, and the banker is going to start shouting out dollar amounts, steadily increasing, hopefully all the way to $1,000. And even if it hits that, you have to say stop. We don't have any idea what kind of mood he's in today. And the only twist are these safe deposit boxes sitting in front of us, and you can pick one of those if he says safe deposit box. And hopefully we can get you paid today.
Okay, that sounds great.
Al, how you feeling this round?
I'm feeling like a box.
Feeling like a box.
Oh. I'm feeling boxy.
We do like the box,
Al. So if you hear the box, well, I'm just saying, you do what you want to do.
I feel like you're stuck in a box, Al.
I'm stuck in a box.
People put you in a box.
All right. Only one way to find out if there is a box, and that is to play
Beat the Bank.
Good luck.
$110 $160 $220 $360 $440 $620
Stop.
Ooh. I know that's right.
All right.
Megan had a number in her head, and I think that's where she wanted to stop. Right, Megan?
That's correct.
You got it.
What are you going to do with $620?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even have a clue. I'm just excited.
There you go.
Hey, what are your kids' names? Give them a little shout-out on the radio.
I have two kids, Lillian and Lydia.
Lillian and Lydia. Two little girls right there. Well, tell them that mommy got a bunch of money, and they can have about
$10. I could swear you said you had three kids in the car.
Anyway.
Yeah, she's probably carpooling.
Yeah, I have three kids.
Oh, you borrowing one?
Another little boy to school for a friend of mine.
Got it.
Yeah, he don't get no shout-out.
Yeah.
Only her daughters do. Hey, Megan, you got that money. That's yours to keep. We're going to stuff that in your pocket just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
Whoa.
Awesome. The smartest woman in the carpool line. Yeah. Right
there. mom has the intuition, right? Yeah. She knows. Congratulations, Megan.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, babe.
Hold on for us.
Thank you, and come back.
Yeah, and come back, please.
All right. Come back.
We should say that when we get off the phone with the listener. They're the customer.
Yeah.
So we should say thank you. Come back.
Come and see us again, Megan. Yeah.
I love it when I go to the drive-thru and they say, see you tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, you probably will. Yeah. I love that, though. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. I thought we were going to start saying, you're pleasured.
Oh, that's right.
No, that's you, Jenna.
No, that's you. This is going to be your line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for that one.
Your pleasure.
Yeah. Hey, we'll continue Love Letters to Kelly coming up next.
Okay.
And also, don't forget, Beat the Bank. Another edition of that. Round two, 40 minutes away. Sign up at KidNation.com so you could be like Megan and win your money. But Love Letters is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Megan Dobson, who just won $620 with round one of Beat the Bank.
Good job, Bank.
It was the maximum during her turn. She played it perfectly.
Yep, every drop.
We've got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in 20 minutes with Kelly. She's working hard over there, getting you the latest gossip from Hollywood. Anything crazy going on, Kelly?
There's always something crazy going on in Hollywood.
Always.
It's up to me to weed out the most crazy for you.
I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, take a break from doing the showbiz.
Yeah, I have to shift my brain cells.
Shift it over to the love expert mode. Because we're going to finish off
Love Letters Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a new mom of a 5-month-old, and I'm having a really hard time deciding if I should be a stay-at-home mom or go back to work and have the baby go to daycare. I'm a teacher, and I know what you're thinking. Great job to have when you have kids, but I feel anxious about sending her to daycare and missing all of her milestones during the day. I don't have family close enough to watch her, so it's daycare or I stay home. My husband's supportive either way. I just don't want to lose out on these precious years, but I also don't want to lose a career I've been working my whole life to have, and I love it. How do I know if I'm ready to go back to work, Jacqueline?
I think you'll just know instinctively you're ready to get back to work. And why would you lose your career? I mean, being a stay-at-home mom, you could be a stay-at-home mom for a year. You could be a stay-at-home mom for 2 years and go back to work.
Yeah. We're always going to need teachers.
It doesn't have to be a stay-at-home mom forever.
True.
You know, if you want to stay home, I have no problem with you staying home. But I also have no problem with moms who say, I need something.
Yeah.
I need
fulfilling.
I need to go to work. I mean, being a mom is extremely fulfilling.
Well,
having a career is extremely fulfilling.
You can
no
have both.
Judgment. I couldn't believe women who were mad at me. I got nasty emails that I got a nanny because I had to come to work. They wanted me to stay home with Emma Kelly. I'm like,
but you're a single mother. You're the sole provider.
Well, I got child support.
Yeah, but
I'm the sole provider. I got child support. I'm not going to say I didn't get that, but wasn't enough to pay my mortgage and, you know, and all that other stuff. So I don't understand judgmental mothers that.
You should be commended for going back to work.
Well,
not
you
insulted.
You should also be commended for staying home. I mean, it's your choice as a mom what you're going to do and not be torn down by other mothers who say, well, what I do is better than what you do. If you want to stay home, stay home. And if your husband says we can financially do it and I support you, great. But you'll know when it's time for you to go back.
The reason my wife picked to be a stay-at-home mom, and it was something we talked about after we had our first kid, it was, are you going to go to work and basically just work to pay for your son to go to daycare?
But you know what? Some women do that because they need that stimulation.
Right. My wife didn't need that. She said, no, I would feel better if I was at home with him myself. So that's why she came up with that
decision.
Yeah,
my best girlfriend who just had a baby, she had that same dilemma.
Yeah.
She's like, I mean, it's expensive to put him in daycare.
So
however, if your job fulfills you in a way that being a stay-at-home mom doesn't, then you should do it.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's not filling her job, so. She went with the stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, she needs some.
She's good at it, though.
She didn't need stimulation.
Right.
And she cleans up after you.
She's great, yeah. She does.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in my first real relationship at 23 years old, and things are pretty serious between me and my boyfriend. We've been dating for two years.
Why are you laughing?
But why are you calling? I'm just saying to myself.
We have been dating for 2 years now, and I absolutely love him. I can totally see myself being with him forever, but
there's always a but.
Yep.
I can't help but to wonder, is only having one serious boyfriend an issue? I haven't ever thought about being with someone else. Just the fact that I've only dated this one person is making me nervous at times because there's other dudes out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are.
That's the whole point?
Okay.
That was the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're having those kind of thoughts, it's probably not a good idea for you to be locked down into a proposal and all that stuff. But we don't even know if he's on that page. You know, this is what girls do. We let our minds just go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Our minds go crazy nuts. We start thinking weddings and we start thinking babies. And he's like, I wonder where we can go get something to eat Thursday night. That's as far as he's taking it probably at this point. So I just enjoy the relationship for what it is. I know it's hard as a girl not to daydream and be all excited like that, but you got to kind of pull yourself back in a little bit. Enjoy the ride for what it is. After 2 years with a man and you're only 23. I'd say not ready to have the marriage conversations. Now you're 33. You're 43. The rules change the older you get.
That was me 10 years ago. And I was with my college boyfriend.
Yes.
And he was in law school. And I found myself, I was like being Martha Stewart. I was cooking. We were living together.
And look at you
and
now.
And one day I was like, I'm not happy. I'm not ready for this yet. I'm going to move and I want a career and buy.
Yeah.
But here I am.
It seems like she's
10 years later.
It seems like she's scared that this is her only boyfriend that she's dated and she's going to start questioning like, hey, is there something better out there?
Well, if you're questioning that, then I think you need to answer those questions before you lock yourself down. And then when you're 5 years in and you have a really bad fight with him, you're like, well, I should have dated other people. You know?
Yeah, right.
Sometimes that's better. Take a break, go date other people, and see that the grass is not greener.
Sometimes it is. And then some people have been joined at the hip since they were 16. They've been married 40 years. We could take those phone calls, too. Never dated anybody, never kissed another person, but it's different for everybody.
But there could be some green grass on the other side.
I know.
There could be, I mean,
it's
a
green,
very lush
lawn. Green where you water it.
It might be Augusta National.
Yeah,
if
you water it too much, you overwater it.
My career grass is green. That relationship grass is, actually, it doesn't exist. Yeah. It's not there.
It's a dirt field right now.
Yeah.
You gotta keep it fertilized.
And, we'll go buy some grass.
And manicure. Right.
I can buy grass.
Yeah, get AstroTurf.
Oh, that's funny. Love
letters to Kelly. One more.
Don't have to do anything to it.
Dear Kelly, weed and feed. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
This is from Jillian, female Jillian. I've been crushing on my colleagues.
Is there a male Jillian?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Could be.
I've never met a boy, Jillian.
I know a Jillian.
What's up, bro? It's Jillian.
Hey, Jillian.
Hey, bro, you want to go to the game, bro?
Maybe it's Gillian.
Yeah.
Gillian.
Jillian, Jenna.
I know
Do I call you Kenna?
No, but I'm a girl, so.
I know.
So?
All right, back to female
That's our friend,
Jillian.
Male Jillian.
Female Jillian. Okay, anyway. I've been crushing on my colleague since August. I usually run into him making copies in the copy room. Every time I see him, all I can muster out is hello or good morning. I don't even know his name, Kelly.
What is going on, Al? I can't even focus on the letter.
All I know is that he's a coach, he's gorgeous, and there's no ring on his finger. I try to say more, but I get all flustered like a schoolgirl. Please help. The school year is almost over. P.S. I'm a teacher, not an obsessed student. That's from Jillian.
Oh, so it's a fellow, it's a coach that the she's coach, a teacher.
Yes.
Jillian's into the coach, right. And she only sees him making copies.
You have to come up with an excuse. There has to be something you could ask him to help you with, because this is one of the things I learned from Get the Guy with Matthew Hussey, who I'm now doing love letters with Kelly and Matthew. It's like there are men everywhere. You just have to learn how to instigate a conversation and yet have it be almost like he doesn't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
So a man likes to feel needed. That's just the thing. A man likes that. And who doesn't want to feel needed? A woman wants to feel needed too, but a man really likes that. So if you ask him for help with anything, even if it's do you know where they put more paper? I can never find more paper for this printer or something. Anything. Or if you ask him, did you I know we have a faculty meeting coming up. Do you remember anything about da da da? As long as you can ask him for help. And now he could just say it's in the bottom drawer and then move on, then you know he's not interested.
Mm-hmm.
If he just like,
now there's some guys that are
what kind of
no.
Say what sporty coaches is,
he'll find that paper.
If a man is interested in you, he will. Oh, you need help finding paper, let me get that for
that's
you.
No need to fear. Paper man is here.
If a man blows you off after you ask him like anything, that means he's not interested.
Okay.
That's what I've learned from Matthew. If you give him an opening, a little window, and he's interested, he'll walk through it.
They'll flirt back.
I'd ask like a physical. If he's a coach, I'd be like, will you show me how to hike the ball?
Or yeah,
like,
I really want to learn to
how
throw.
How do you set a pick? Because then you have like physical contact and you're asking him something sports
or
related.
Ask him how his team's doing. Anything beyond high.
Can you show me how to
set a pick?
He knocks her
over.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be this big grand conversation. It just has to be some sort of starter.
Compliment his coaching pants.
Can you teach me how to?
Nice coaching pants.
His shorts.
Big guy.
Oh, did you get, are those new shoes? Those are looking good. Anything.
Teach me how to sack?
Yeah. Anything.
Oh, no.
Can you teach me how to put on a jock strap, please?
Y'all aren't
listening.
Y'all are doing comedy
Girls
bits
don't
now.
Do that.
Girls can wear jock straps. I've seen them.
If you're a girl with a jock strap on, give us a call right now.
I don't want to.
Your name's Jillian.
800-543-3548.
Trying to help, and y'all just.
I think we have jock strap Jillian on the phone.
I mean, real. I'd ask a sports question.
Oh, God. Jillian again.
Hey, Jillian. This is girl Jillian.
Yeah, this is dude Jillian. You want girl Jillian?
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. This is girl Jillian.
Oh. Why'd y'all get so silly? Y'all
we asked for girl Jillian.
Hey, girl Jillian. Yeah. You're wearing a cup, right?
Yeah, I don't. I have it on in the back. Where am I supposed to put it?
We got to go, Jillian.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
So that was girl Jillian.
Yeah.
We'll told you we very right. closely related to boy Jillian.
But you know what? Great advice, Kelly.
What was my advice? Do you even remember?
If you have, go ask him for help and open the lines for flirting.
Open the lines. If you give a man, if he is interested and you open the door just a crack, he will walk through it. If he blows you off, he's not interested.
Right.
All right, there you
if
go.
If you have a love letter, go to KidNation.com and look for Love Letters to Kelly and just write her. She gives stellar advice.
Try to.
Just what?
Shenanigans going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
Just no what? Fun, JC. Don't have any more fun.
Nope. Not when love serious not matters.
Love, love is serious, really. Isn't it?
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
Beat
has officially ghosted. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
He officially ghosted.
Yeah. He's gone.
Disappeared out of your life.
He's gone.
I'm sorry, Al.
He's gone.
It's okay, buddy.
He's gone.
We'll find you a new guy.
He's gone.
Hi, Victoria.
No!
Hi!
Let's go!
What are you doing right now?
I am sitting watching the rain. I just dropped off my kids.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah.
I've been listening to y'all since I was, I don't know, like the last 20 years, and I've never been on.
Oh, well, welcome.
First timer.
That's generally how long
last
it takes.
Last time I was on was, it was Mad Moms and Minivan.
Yeah. So, first time, long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And you're still dropping kids off at the... You've been having kids a long time.
No,
huh?
I was a kid at that time.
Oh, you're a man. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Got it.
How old are your little ones?
I have 9 and 12.
9 and 12.
13 in July, yeah.
About to be a teenager.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So you were a mad mom in a minivan listening to us, and now you're driving the mad mom van.
Yeah. She is, yeah. She's the one.
Oh, my gosh, I can't
believe it. Full circle.
Well, Big Al, will you tell Victoria how we play Beat the Bank, even though I think she knows?
Sure. Victoria, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault, and the banker will holler at dollar amounts. They'll increase, and when you find one that you feel comfortable with, all snuggly with, you just say stop, and you'll win that amount. He may even say those three magical words, safe deposit box. If you feel like that might be more of your style, then you say stop then, and we'll give you a choice of boxes to open up, and you'll win the contents.
Yeah.
Now, if the door closes before you say stop, you get nothing.
Mm.
Zero. Nada. Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you have to say stop, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Big Al, how are you feeling?
Oh. I'm feeling really good.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling really, really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Now, Big Al was completely off last time, just to let you know.
I know. Yeah, I heard the bank close right after she said it.
Yeah. So... You know how to play the game, Victoria.
I'm feeling really good, though.
We're going to be cheering you on. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $200. $270. $310. $370. $470. $540. $550. $700.
Stop.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with you on that one, Victoria. You won $700.
Oh!
What are you going to do with that?
We have a vacation in July to Turks and Caicos, so probably go to that.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Turks and Caicos. That's Caribbean, right? I've never been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side of the Bahamas.
Good deal.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard that place is beautiful.
Enjoy your vacation. Let's see how high it would have gone, though.
Okay. Yeah, just for fun.
Hang on.
740. 800.
You got it. You got
good
all
job.
Most of it.
Good
you
job.
Played it right, Victoria.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Well,
I love you guys.
So
congratulations,
good
Kelly.
Thank you.
So good to finally talk to you on the phone, Victoria.
I know. Me too.
Call us back with
y'all
your grandkids.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
You too.
You have a great day. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up. That's how you win Beat the Bank right there. She signed up at KidNation.com. We'll play again tomorrow, twice a day. That's what we do. 7:20 and 8:20 Central is when we play. Coming up next, movie star in the making. She's in a new movie with Chris Evans, Captain America.
Yes.
It's called Gifted. And she's the little girl in the movie. She's like a math genius.
She's the gifted.
Is the gifted. Her name is McKenna Grace. She joins us in studio next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Put on my bracelet real quick.
This is exciting.
Mine says JC.
Mine says
with a heart instead of a dash.
One for Emma Kelly too.
Oh, cool.
And then I got one for Chloe and one for Kason.
So McKenna, what grade are you in?
I'm going to be in sixth grade in August.
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. You're 10.
Well, I'll introduce our celebrity here,
okay.
McKenna Grace, who is in the movie Gifted with Captain America.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. Whenever my mom would drive me to school every morning, we would listen to the show.
Yay!
Really? So in your movie, you play an incredibly smart girl.
Yes.
And Chris Evans plays your uncle, and he takes care of you, right?
Yes.
And they figure out, no, this girl's smart, and then the tutor comes in, and their little love starts. There's a love story in there.
Oh, tutor love.
Yeah, it was tutor love.
Okay, so you're...
Wait, there was no tutor except...
Oh, teacher. You're teacher. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're the gifted one.
Yes.
Was that a reach for you? Was that a hard part to play?
It wasn't very hard because it was really fun and everyone on set made it really fun.
I see you've done a lot of stuff here. Have you always wanted to be an actress?
Yes, sir.
Really? Yeah.
Since what? How old were you? You're like, I really dig this.
Four and a half.
Wow.
Because I wanted to be like Shirley Temple and be on the Pee Wee Herman show.
Okay.
All right.
And then you did a play, and that's when you're like, I love it. No?
You've never done a play?
Never did a play. Though I've always wanted to do a Broadway show.
Can you say you're a singer too?
I like to sing.
You like to sing?
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet you're good.
Thank you.
As long as you can sing good enough. Yeah. And you're a great actress, I think you're fine. Yeah.
Jenna over here cannot sing very well, but she was in the Cincinnati Boys Choir.
I'm sure that she can sing wonderfully.
Mm.
Well, we appreciate your positivity.
I like being a girl that you have my back on this.
Yeah.
I'm really not good.
Break off a little, Jenna. Go ahead.
Come on.
Well, why would you put it on the spot?
A lot of adults say that they aren't good at something, but they're really actually good at it.
Here, borrow these real quick. Just put that up to your ear.
Okay.
And then take a listen.
You're going to hear Jenna sing.
To the musical stylings of Jenna Owens.
You know I'm bad. You know it.
That's right, girl.
What do you think now, McKenna?
I think you have a beautiful singing
voice. You know what? Right. Do it with confidence. If you're going to do it, right?
Right.
Your mama taught you well.
I sincerely appreciate that.
Yeah. Like, you can't say something good about somebody, then don't say anything at all.
That's lie. If you don't, you just lie.
Yes. Don't say anything.
Exactly. See, that's a great attitude, McKenna. We're talking with McKenna Gray. She's in the new movie Gifted, which is in theaters right now, starring Chris Evans and Octavia Spencer. She's a serious actress. Man. A little intimidating?
She's not very serious. She's friendly.
Yeah.
She's not just like all business like.
She's not in character the whole time like others?
No, she's really fun and nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And then you also have Designated Survivor. You play the first daughter. You're the daughter of the president in this show.
It's so cool to live in the White House.
You would like that?
Think?
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know. There'd be a lot of rules.
But you might get lost because it's really big.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have cat ears, right, in your hair. But I'm reading here that you're allergic to cats.
Yes.
But you like cat ears. So you like cats. You just
They're my second favorite animal.
First favorite is?
A unicorn.
All right.
Yeah, you actually have a dog named Baby Unicorn.
Yes, I do.
And you can't have a cat because you're allergic.
Though I want one of those naked cats, you know.
Oh, no hair.
You know those ones that are hairless? They're so adorable.
You really think they're cute?
Have you seen one in person?
Not yet, but my friend Paul has one, and its name's Blair, and he always sends me photos and videos of.
They're kind of creepy in real life.
No, they are not.
Yes,
they're not as snuggly as you would think.
And they're always cold. They like to sit in windows with sun because they don't have the fur.
Yeah.
I met the lady. She said they like to take their cats out in the backyard for a little bit every day so they can get sun.
And they have to wear
But then they get sunburned.
Yeah, sunscreen.
They have to wear sunscreen because their little skin gets burned.
They're so adorable.
Kelly, that's a perfect cat for you.
None of us can go outside.
Kind
of
cat, right? Oh, I wish I had a naked cat.
Wait, did you get to meet Margot Robbie? I just heard that you were in the Tonya Harding movie that she's doing. What? Yeah.
JC's favorite.
Hold on.
You played young Tonya in the movie, so which means you were a young Margot Robbie. Is she wonderful?
I think she's so sweet and nice. And, mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. That was one of the few people I got starstruck about.
I bet.
Because Harley Quinn is my favorite supervillain, and she is a really great actress, and she's so kind and sweet.
Yeah. Let me ask you a serious question here, McKenna.
Okay.
Did Margot Robbie ask about me?
That's your serious question.
Was she like, how's JC doing or anything?
Don't hurt his feelings. No. Just say
he likes a lot. He has
my celebrity crush. Yes.
Maybe.
So you got to play
him.
I'm guessing you played a mean girl because Tonya Harding's not made to look really nice in this movie.
Well, she was a nice girl probably when she was growing up.
Yeah, were you nice, little Tonya Harding?
I may have given the middle finger in a scene.
Hold on 1 second. You had to give the middle finger?
I bet your mama was not happy.
Hold on. How bad did you want to get like a stunt hand?
I don't know, but she did have a really bad life.
Yeah.
And a really sad life.
Did you ice skate?
Yes. I've never ice skated before, and they set me up with an Olympic coach, and it was crazy, and I only had 5 days to practice until I played like a
Olympic
skater, and it was crazy.
That's so cool. That's the cool part about acting, I would think, though. You get to try something new with the best coaches out there.
Well, I'm still not that good.
Now, can you do accents too? Like, have you done any movies or TV shows where you have to do an accent?
No.
What's your what would be your favorite accent to do if you could? Because I wish I had a British accent.
I would like to do a little England accent because I like tea and crumpets.
Yes. So she already has that down.
I bet you can do a real deep Southern one.
I don't know.
Try it. Go ahead.
Just try and talk like Kelly. That's pretty much all you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Being from
I don't know.
Southern drawl.
Just got to slow down.
I don't know.
Just a little bit.
I'm not good at accents.
You're not?
Well, yes, you are.
Oh,
yeah.
I guarantee you one day you're going to have
and
all
Jenna's
the accents.
And Jenna's a good singer, and you're good at accents.
If I'm a good singer, you can do accents, yes.
You can
work on it.
As long as you work hard at it, you can do anything you want. That's always been my motto.
Mm-hmm. Including I think that's a bad lesson to teach children.
Yeah, because sometimes...
What are you talking
see?
About?
Sometimes you're just... You can
that's
just
a over wonderful over. Lesson.
You're not going to be good at everything.
Because JC wants, he just wants us to tell him
you
can be in the...
You can do anything you put your mind to.
Thank you, McKenna!
Yay!
Yes, ma'am!
Well, see?
Well, McKenna, he can't be in the NFL.
Like, let me school you a little bit,
he can't play football.
If he tries hard enough, then he can.
Exactly.
I hate to burst the bubble. It's such a young, tender age.
I'm sure you can be in the NFL.
Exactly. But you know what, McKenna? I didn't feel like it.
Uh-huh. That's what it was. His choice.
You know?
His body, his choice.
Yeah.
See? He doesn't want to NFL, so he's not in
that's
it.
Right.
That is put his mind to it.
My girl. See? That's exactly what I'm picking up what you're dropping down right there.
Uh-huh. All right, good. Well, I can't wait
back
to
in about
check
10
out
years.
Gifted.
Chris, we love Chris Evans, too.
Yeah.
Has he ever been on your show?
No.
No.
Chris, you should totally be on their show.
I know. Right. You need to put in a good word for us.
Oh, I will. Next time I see him, I'm going to tell him, be on the Kid Craddock show.
Please do.
Yes.
Please
that's
do.
What I'm going to tell him.
You should be our spokesperson for everything.
I'd like to be.
You've got the greatest attitude.
I love
if we want to follow along with your life, you have Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yes.
What are those?
I don't know.
McKenna Grace. It's obviously operated by mom.
Mom runs social media.
I don't know.
At McKenna Grace Full.
What? I'm sorry, I was laughing.
At McKenna Grace Full.
All right.
Full?
Full.
Oh, graceful. Like graceful.
Yeah. You just finish it off. Graceful. Check her out in Gifted and Designated Survivor airs tonight, 10, 9 Central on ABC. McKenna, thank you so much.
Yay. And thank you for the bracelet.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys
thank
for
you.
Having me. This was so
fun. Oh, you come back every single year, okay?
Yay.
Yeah, all right, we got it.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.